Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. 33 After on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. One of our, one of my favorite guests is here today. Put Pete Hoekstra is back. Pete, welcome to it.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Always a pleasure to have you here. I want to talk to you about the CBO score, but first, and how that affects Obamacare repeal and so forth. But first, I just can't help but ask you, you know, all of the things, all the troubles that are confronting CNN these days as they're forced to be retracting stories, firing producers, firing editors, firing people in management. And now comes a video from the Veritas Project with a 15-year senior producer from CNN saying the whole Russian thing is BS, but our ratings are great. And in fact, that's why we're doing it, because there's really nothing to it. I don't know if you've seen the video.
I have.
We're playing clips of it. A little breathtaking, isn't it?
It really is. It's not that surprising, I guess. I think many of us have suspected all along. And I think if you ask the general person on the street, and this is why I'm a little surprised by the ratings, they don't care about the Russia thing. And no. The other thing is, we really don't know what the Russians have done. We know that they hacked Podesta, and we know that they hacked the DNC. But that's it. There's not a spellbinding narrative of the Russian intelligence apparatus infecting the United States political system and, doing this dirty trick over here and manipulating these voters over here and running, these stories over there, where you and I would look back in horror and say, wow, look at what these people were doing. But still, people like CNN have run with this. I think I heard the numbers last night that the networks have run 390 minutes of coverage of Russia, and during that same time, they ran 30 minutes of coverage on terrorism, and
wow,
like 5 minutes on the economy, and it's like, whoa, it's breathtaking.
Well, it works. CNN did just post its best quarter for ratings in the history of the network, which is a long history. However, they still lost to Fox News, but their ratings are terrific. But at this point, the other thing that made me chuckle today is the headline from the Washington Post taking shots at CNN for their phony stories. And I mean, this is coming from the Washington Post, who has also been retracting stories because of inaccuracies, along with the New York Times. The New York Times now being sued by Sarah Palin for their blatant defamation and false reporting.
Yeah,
all these places are in big trouble.
They're all in trouble, and actually, it's very, very disappointing. We need a good, free, healthy, skeptical, investigative American press. But the bottom line is the stuff on the left has just become propaganda. I'm trying to think of the guy's name who worked for the Obama administration, and was proud of the fact of how he spun the narrative on the Iran deal. Wasn't telling the American people the truth, but was able to,
And they knew it. Yeah, and they knew it. And they had
and
their
they
colleagues
it. And
cohorts
then he said,
in the media.
We had a willing media to go along with it.
Well, exactly. And Jonathan Gruber said they spun the whole thing in willingness of the stupidity of the American voter, and they thought that was fine, too. Now, we had a listener write in, Judy, asking why we don't have a mainstream media from the right that is well put together, well organized. They have the money, they have the ability, and why not a media and a newspaper? Isn't it time to get something started? Says Judy from Kalamazoo today, and I agree with her.
Yeah, I think what you have, and I think clearly, I mean, Fox leans to the right. I think they're drifting a little bit away from that position. We've got a lot of outlets through talk media or talk radio and those types of things. But yes, in terms of what used to be mainstream media, the networks, major newspapers, and those types of things, you know, these are old established institutions. And two things. Number one, most people aren't going to go into that business right now because it's not making much money, if any money. And
right.
It's hard to establish a major new newspaper. And so that's why you don't find the right there. That's why you find them on the radio. That's why you find them on, you know, on cable TV, but not many other places.
I'd keep my eye on Circa as a company because they have 40% of America now through local outlets. You might see what they do because they seem to be having some success. But I want to ask you before spend too much time on this, the CBO score that everybody wants to embrace for the Obamacare replacement bills being put forth both in the House and the Senate, well, the CBO says it's going to do this and this and this. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has a long history of being wrong, from what I can tell. I mean, they got everything about Obamacare wrong. Why should what they put out have such relevance and such weight?
Yeah, this, I think, is one of Newt Gingrich's major disappointments when he became Speaker and Republicans took over Congress back in 1995, and that was ancient history. But back then, we were already complaining about CBO, and I think one of Newt's biggest disappointments was that we didn't eliminate the Congressional Budget Office back in 1995, because they always got everything wrong. They didn't. They don't do dynamic scoring. It's kind of like, you know, if you change this major program and all of that tax program, you know, they never anticipated or put into their equations that consumers and taxpayers would change behavior. And the biggest example of that is the capital gains tax. Every time Republicans proposed and cut capital gains taxes, the Congressional Budget Office would come out and say, if you cut the capital gains tax, you will lose revenue. You know, you cut it from 20% to 15%, we're going to lose revenue. Seems to make sense.
Just wasn't true.
Except that when you change the tax and you change the tax on a transfer, guess what happens? You end up having more transfers. You end
That's
up
right.
having more economic activity, and every time we cut the capital gains tax, we significantly increased revenue. But
Barack Obama nearly
a pattern
doubled
of that
it.
Happened, CBO never changed the way they did their analysis.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. They just put in the numbers the way they grind them in their grinding machine, and that's that. Capital gains were nearly doubled under Barack Obama. That was not good for anyone. Let me ask you this. Is this health care bill going to make it through? Is there going to be a repeal of Obamacare? What's going to happen going forward?
Well, I think the Senate, obviously, with what McConnell did yesterday, indicates they're in real trouble. They're up to 9-10 Republicans who are opposed to it, probably a few more who are opposed to it that just haven't articulated their position. I don't know whether they're going to get there or not. Republicans are just, it appears, scared to death to remove any part of an entitlement and take something away from people, even though they have promised for 6 or 7 years that they were going to do that. And the bottom line on this is, Steve, they don't have a replacement to put in place, and they don't, they don't have the passion that says we really ought to rip a lot of this out and change it with market dynamics.